5111.
Did you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Believer in Christ, have you been praying for divine intervention or God's help in real, overwhelming needs in your life? Have you asked Jesus to immerse and envelop you in the power of the Holy Spirit? The same power that He operated in to heal the sick, cleanse lepers, cast out demons, raise the dead, and perform mighty miracles is available to you today through the same baptism in the Spirit that He Himself received. The next few minutes can revolutionize your life as you learn how to be clothed with power from on high. Welcome to the Real Truth Podcast. I'm your host, Stephen Lambert. In an hour when deception and apostasy is rampant on earth, the need for proclaiming the real truth has never been more desperate. Jesus prophesied, "An hour is coming and now is when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For such people the Father seeks to be His worshiper. God is spirit, and those who worship Him must worship in spirit and truth." Proclaiming the real truth of the written and Rhema prophetic word of God that He is revealing in this hour is our goal, affecting real change in the hearts and minds of believers in Christ in order to fulfill the purposes and plans of God is our purpose. Friends, throughout this teaching series, I am leading you on a journey to discover the real truth about a matter second in importance to none except salvation itself, which is the matter of the baptism in the Holy Spirit. Each segment of teaching is one vital link in that journey, which leads ultimately to the real truth concerning the role of the third member of the Godhead in your life, whom Jesus Himself called the Helper, that is, the blessed Holy Spirit, the living waters of God. God says in Hosea 4:6 that His people, that means born-again believers, Christians, are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Ignorance or lack of knowledge concerning spiritual matters not only is not bliss, but it is an open gateway to devastation and destruction. Jesus taught that the knowledge of the truth sets free, which inherently means that what you do not know of the truth will keep you in bondage. The unfortunate truth is that many born-again believers are being held captive by lack of knowledge of the truth and deceptions concerning this critical matter of the baptism of the Holy Spirit and fire. Now, some of the main points I am going to be establishing and providing scriptural support for during the course of this teaching are that 1. The baptism in the Holy Spirit is a separate and distinct or adjunctive experience to the infusion of the Holy Spirit that takes place at the moment of salvation. 2. Regeneration by the Spirit, that is, salvation, the new birth, and the baptism in the Holy Spirit are two distinct and separate workings of the same Holy Spirit. In salvation, the Holy Spirit comes to live within the believer, imparting the fruit of the Spirit. That is the regenerative work of the Holy Spirit. In the baptism in the Holy Spirit, the believer is enveloped by or immersed in the Holy Spirit. That is to say, the Holy Spirit comes upon the believer, in contrast to in the believer, and imparts the gifts of the Holy Spirit. These facts are clearly supported by Scripture and are exemplified by the experience of Jesus Himself, who is our supreme model. Jesus is the baptizer in the Holy Spirit. Jesus explicitly stated that the baptism in the Holy Spirit will be given to any believer who simply asks Him for it. The baptism in the Holy Spirit is a gift of grace received by faith and often imparted through the laying on of hands by other anointed believers.
Never in church history, really creation history, has the need for the outpouring of the dunamis power of God upon all flesh, Joel 2:28 and Acts 2:17, been greater. Global prevalence of deception of the highest order, coupled with ubiquitous moral and spiritual decline, is what makes the need so desperate and burning. Deception abounds in this hour, not only in the world, but also within the church, to such an extent that Jesus' prediction and admonition concerning the prevailing spiritual landscape in the last days that, quote, even the elect, end quote, shall be deceived, Mark 13:22, is no longer just a remote prospect, but an undeniable reality transpiring right under the proverbial nose of those ecclesiastical entities claiming to be part of the church. The only answer to all the uncertainties and devastations occurring with unprecedented and mind-boggling speed is the same answer Jesus gave to the question the early disciples asked of Him just prior to His ascension into heaven to sit down on His throne at the right hand of God. Gathering them together, He commanded them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait for what the Father had promised, which, He said, you heard of from Me, for John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. So when they had come together, they were asking Him, saying, Lord, is it at this time that you are restoring the kingdom to Israel? He said to them, it is not for you to know times or epochs which the Father has fixed by His own authority. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be My witnesses, both in Jerusalem and in Judea and Samaria, and even to the remotest parts of the earth. Acts 1:4-8. As Jesus instructed His disciples in the first century, so also is He instructing His disciples today in the 21st century. It is not for us to know times or epochs which the Father has fixed by His own authority, for knowing those things will not empower us to live the abundant and victorious life Jesus came to give us. John 10:10. Rather, what we need to live that Zoe life of God, is the dunamis power that we will receive when the Holy Spirit has come upon us, in order to be His triumphant and overcoming witnesses, both in our local area of residence and function, Jerusalem, and translocally, i.e., in the more extended regions beyond our locality, as well as our nation, Judea and Samaria, and globally, quote, even to the remotest part of the earth, end quote. And that power is received and activated in our lives when we receive the baptism in the Holy Spirit and fire from Jesus, the baptizer in the Holy Spirit. You are about to fulfill your destiny with this divinely appointed divine encounter with the third member of the Godhead, the living waters of God, and with the real truth regarding this absolutely vital matter of the baptism in the Holy Spirit. This issue is so critical to every believer's walk with the Lord that it is undeniably the one issue that your adversary, the devil, has continued to fight tooth and nail and do all he can to hinder and, if possible, preclude believers from receiving since that fateful day when Jesus Himself, the original prototype of the sons of God, was baptized in the Holy Spirit, wherein the Holy Spirit descended upon Him in the form of a dove, as a visible sign of testimony identifying Him as the long-awaited Messiah. In the 2+ millennia that have transpired since, no other single issue has been more controversial, fiercely debated, and bitterly divisive in the annals of church history. And that should not be at all surprising, because the last thing on earth that Satan wants is people to know the real truth regarding the inexhaustible and uncontainable power that is made available to every believer who receives of this baptism that the original Baptist, John the Baptist, freely admitted that he needed to receive from Jesus, and the same baptism with which our ultimate model in all spiritual things himself received, and which elicited the divine response out of the heavenlies, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Friends of God, if you have even the slightest desire to be well-pleasing to God, there is no other way to achieve that place of standing with our Heavenly Father than to follow in the path laid by the heavenly model, who came to earth as a man, and likewise receive of this indescribable gift of the baptism in the Holy Spirit. Jesus commanded the early disciples to wait in Jerusalem for, quote, the promise of the Father, end quote, Acts 1:4, which he specified was that they would be, quote, baptized in the Holy Spirit not many days from now, meaning not many days from the day he appeared to them and spoke these words just prior to his final ascension into heaven to claim his seat of sovereignty at the right hand of God. That commandment has continued to reverberate through more than 2,000 years that have transpired since, unto every disciple of Jesus who has made that decision to accept Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior and be born again by the regenerative work of the same Holy Spirit. 10 days later, on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit descended upon the early disciples of Jesus in the form of spiritual fire, spread by a rushing mighty wind of the Spirit, Acts 2:1-3. The Spirit settled upon them as cloven tongues of fire, And they were all filled with the Spirit and began praising and glorifying God in languages unknown to them that they had never before spoken, as the Holy Spirit gave them the utterances. Languages and dialects known by those who were witnessing this phenomenal, unprecedented, and undeniable supernatural sign of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, who came upon this initial harvest of born-again believers with such power and ecstatic joy that they became inebriated in the Spirit to such an extent that those witnessing this supernatural phenomenon supposed them to be intoxicated with new wine and began mocking them for their drunken behavior. Finally, the Apostle Peter, accompanied by the other 11 apostles, stood to his feet, probably from a prone position because of having been slain in the Spirit, and declared to all those who were witnessing this supernatural event that these people who were receiving this outpouring of the Spirit were not drunk with wine as they supposed, but rather this phenomenon was that of which the prophet Joel had prophesied hundreds of years before, that in the last day God would pour out His Spirit upon all flesh, affecting supernatural results, signs and wonders on the earth below and in the sky above. Joel 2:28-32. And what a great story that is. But the best part of the story is that it has yet to be finished. The ending is still being written by the Holy Spirit yet today. That same Pentecostal outpouring of the Spirit is still flowing yet today and is available to every believer in Jesus who decides he or she is sick and tired of being sick and tired and powerless against the never-ending onslaught of an unrelenting enemy of our souls and bereft of spiritual capacity to bless and be a blessing to others. It's available to you today, friend, but you must take a step of faith and follow in the footsteps of the original Baptist, John the Baptist, and tell Jesus you recognize that He is the baptizer in the Holy Ghost and fire, and ask Him to baptize or totally immerse you in the living waters of the Spirit of God. He will do it, but He testified that you must ask Him for the Holy Spirit's baptism. So I say to you, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you, for everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. Now suppose one of you fathers is asked by his son for a fish. He will not give him a snake instead of a fish, will he? Or if he is asked for an egg, he will not give him a scorpion, will he? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him? Luke 11:9-13. Follow along now as we embark on a journey to receive the dunamis power from on high that Jesus promised the early disciples and every disciple since would receive when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, which will empower the recipient to be His witness, even to the remotest part of the earth. Acts 1:8.
Friends, I hope you understand how vital this teaching is you are hearing. The real truth regarding the baptism in the Holy Spirit. This issue is the most critical issue to the Christian life after salvation itself. It is for that reason that our adversary, the devil, has continued to do all he can to hinder and, if possible, preclude believers from receiving it. Since that fateful day when Jesus himself, the heavenly prototype of the sons of God, was baptized in the Holy Spirit, when the Holy Spirit descended upon him in the form of a dove, as a visible sign of the coming of the Holy Spirit, and the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit was first poured out upon the church, imbuing them with power from on high. In the 2,000 years plus that have transpired since, no other single issue has been more controversial, fiercely debated, and bitterly divisive in the annals of church history. And that should not be surprising at all, because the last thing on earth that Satan wants people to know is the real truth regarding the inexhaustible and uncontainable supernatural power that is made available to every believer who receives of this same immersion in the Spirit. It is the same baptism that John, the original Baptist, declared he needed to receive from Jesus. It is the same baptism with which Jesus himself, as the prototype of the sons of God and our ultimate model in all spiritual things, himself received, which elicited the divine vocal response from heaven. "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Friends of God, if you have even the slightest desire to be well-pleasing to God, there is no other way to achieve that place of standing with our Heavenly Father than following in the path laid by the heavenly model, who came to earth as a man to show us the way to fellowship and favor with the Father, and likewise receive of this indescribable gift of the baptism in the Holy Spirit. That same outpouring of the Spirit is still flowing yet today, and it is available to every believer who understands that if Jesus himself needed the empowerment that came upon him through the baptism in the Holy Spirit to begin his ministry and perform the works of power he demonstrated, then certainly they must also have that empowerment in their own life if they are going to fulfill Jesus' prophecy that believers would do the works that he did and even greater works than he did. It's available to you today, friend, but you must take a step of faith and follow in the footsteps of the original Baptist and tell Jesus you recognize that he is the baptizer in the Holy Spirit and fire, and ask him to baptize or totally immerse you in the living waters of the Spirit of God. He will do it. But he testified that you must ask him for the Holy Spirit's baptism. Now, if you want that baptism in the Holy Spirit I've been talking about and would like to know more about it and how to receive it, I've written a book and even recorded an audio book of the book that will help you with that. The book title is Dunamis, Power from On High. Dunamis, Power from On High. Now, this concise book explains what the baptism in the Holy Spirit is, the scriptural precedent and proofs regarding it, how to sort out the real truth from all the diverse teaching that exists concerning it based on Scripture, and it provides some simple explanation for receiving the baptism in the Holy Spirit. Now, I want you to receive the baptism in the Holy Spirit. And if you have not done so yet, I want you to have this special book and or audio book I've prepared for you to help you understand it and to receive this powerful working of the Holy Spirit in your life. So I am making the book itself available to you for a donation to the Real Truth Radio program or podcast of any amount. For those of you who can, please make a donation of at least $20 to cover both the publication cost of the book as well as the shipping and handling. And if you can, send more to help us to send the book to someone else who cannot send a donation. However, for those of you who cannot make a donation of $20 or more, we will send you the book for a donation of any amount. So again, you may request the book separately for a donation of any amount. And if you can, please send a gift of at least $20 if you are able to do so. You can also order the book and audiobook online on our website at realtruthradio.com. Again, go to realtruthradio.com. Now don't delay. Send for your copy of the book and or the audiobook today. Thanks for listening to this episode of The Real Truth. I'm Stephen Lambert. Please subscribe to the podcast, share with your friends, and visit realtruthradio.com to join our mailing list. Be sure to tune in to the next edition of The Real Truth. Until then, this is Stephen Lambert reminding you that with God, all things are possible, and all things work together for good to them who love God and are called according to His purpose.
His name is Jesus.